So what position did you come back to?
Well, when I came back to town, I ran into some of the people when I went to the grocery store of all places, and ran into some of the people that I used to work with in corrections. And they said, "We didn't know you were back in town." And I said, "Well, we moved back because my husband was very ill, and I haven't even thought about looking for a job." And they said, "We're getting ready to have a new director, and it's somebody that worked in probation and parole that you knew. You might apply for that job." And I said, "Huh, okay." You know, because I hadn't even processed where I would be working or what would be happening. I was just mostly concerned about my husband. I found out that that person was Justin Jones, and he had just been hired by the board to be the director of corrections. So I applied for the job.
Of what?
Public information officer.
Same job. Okay,
yeah.
Right.
But it had been raised to communications director, which was the job that I had in Illinois. Communications director, because in that capacity in Illinois, I was over the chaplaincy program. I was over the volunteer program. They all reported to my office, and the training was under our office also. And so I had quite a list of different organizations, positions under the communications office in Illinois. When I came back to Oklahoma, and when Justin and I talked and I applied for the position, he said, "That's exactly what we're doing. We're gonna change the whole, because that position needs to have more involvement instead of the wardens." I went to work.
So how long were you there? You retired from there then?
Retired from there in 2014.
In 2014. From 2005 to 2014
yeah.
is what you worked there.
Yeah.
All right. So then you have some opinions.
Yes.
About corrections.
Yeah.
And let me just kind of throw out softball questions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how close you ever became, if you did, to these people who are incarcerated. Are people there that shouldn't be there? Are we arresting too many people and putting them in prison? Is the population too high? Could it be reduced? All those kinds of things that you would have an opinion on.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. The very first time that I had an opportunity, I toured. One of the first things that Meacham did when I was hired is, instead of having someone, he assigned different people to give me a tour of each prison, but he gave me a car, a map, and told me I needed to report to this prison this day, like that. I thought I was going to have somebody to go with me. So he said, "They're expecting you." He did a whole chart. And that's how I was introduced, basically, to each of the wardens. Some were not very friendly. So it was quite a journey when I started in corrections. And so, yes, I do have some opinions. And my opinion is that we do lock up too many people in Oklahoma that are innocent. There are too many people that they've had exonerated and released because they didn't have the funds to have a good lawyer to help them. I still don't believe in the death penalty. During the period of time that I worked for corrections, I only went to McAllister to be there to make an announcement once, because they did a moratorium during a period of time, and then when they opened it back up, I think I was leaving. That only happened when I came back. I had not been involved in a death penalty execution until after I came back. And that was the one time. In Illinois, when I got hired, I was only there a year when they had an execution. And I told the director I told him when he hired me. And he said, "Well, one of the things that I always do is I go and sit with the offenders the day before, and I talk to them." And I said, "One of the things that they didn't do in Oklahoma that I would like to establish here in Illinois is the fact that at the time when I was first here in Oklahoma, they didn't allow the media to talk to the offenders, to interview them before their execution. And so each time that they would have one plan, I would allow the media to come and talk to the ones in Illinois." He said he thought that was only humane, because he had felt that corrections needed to be much more transparent, and it needs to be today much more transparent than it is. Now, it closed down after, to me, after Justin left. Justin retired. He was the one that hired me when I came back in 2005. And Justin resigned his position because he and the governor, Fallon, didn't quite see eye to eye. He was working with the gentleman that was the gentleman that's involved in criminal justice reform, Chris Steele, that had been the Speaker of the House. And so he resigned. This department has, to me, not been very transparent since he left, because he was very open, and he was the one who wrote a history book about corrections. Justin was a wonderful director, as was Meacham, Gary Maynard, are the ones that I worked under.
You say transparency, and you don't feel they are as transparent. What does that mean, transparency, when it comes to corrections? What do you mean?
What I mean is, the programs have, they will probably say COVID shut down a lot of the programs. Now it has. But the programs disappeared. Programs for bringing in employers that were training offenders, that got diminished for a period of time before the COVID. They took that away. The transparency with having the media, we used to allow the media to come in and follow the inmates if they wanted to do a story about something. You know, if the inmate was willing. But we were much more open with the media to allow them to come in and do stories. And all of that kind of shut down after Justin left. And so now I don't know, they may be more so, but from sitting on the outside, I don't think they have reestablished the programs they had for the offenders, the employment programs, nor the art programs. We had art programs. We had television station. We had a radio station. We had all kinds of, and they interviewed people from the outside. We had a lot of things going.
That was in Illinois.
Yes. No. That was here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was here.
And you did all that.
And I did those things in Illinois also, but those things were here. Yeah, and they're no longer here. So
are we really now preparing the inmates for the outside world?
They say that they are now. That since the COVID, I've been told that they've started allowing inmates to learn on, they were taking classes on the computers when I left, but they weren't allowed to go into the website, and they probably still aren't, you know, to pull up all kind of nonsense. They had closed down the GED classes and stuff like that after Justin left. I've been told that the GED classes are back and that the inmates are now getting more training to be prepared. But that had shut down after Justin left. It shut down probably up until this director. This director I'm familiar with, and he's a good director because he worked for the department when I was working.
And his name is?
Scott Crowe.